In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. One of the many great attributes of the Gospel of Mark is that it's written in narrative form, so that the reader feels like an insider. For example, unlike Simon, Andrew, James, and John, we know from the beginning with clarity and certainty who this stranger is that's walking along the Sea of Galilee, proclaiming the good news. But the disciples at this point don't have a clue. Their call will unfold in real time. And it takes them a while. It takes a while for the reality of who Jesus really is to settle in and take life-changing root in their souls. Later on, when they do know who Jesus really is, they're still going to have many times when in their humanity, they just won't get it. They won't understand Jesus or what he's trying to teach them. That's what we know from our insider information point of view. But what's always intrigued me about this gospel passage is that it is what it doesn't tell us. For example, we don't hear anything about what Jesus or the soon-to-be disciples are thinking. We aren't told why Jesus specifically selected these four fishermen. And most intriguing, we're not made privy as to why these four fishermen responded with such immediacy to Jesus' call to fish for people. They just got up, left their homes, left their families, left their livelihood to go and follow this man who they had never seen, who had never performed a miracle, who had never preached a sermon. They had no idea who this Jesus really was or what the future ultimately held for them. Yet they willingly gave up a secure life with a secure occupation that provided really good money in exchange for an occupation that was ill-defined at the very best. What gave them the courage? What gave them the courage to make such a drastic change in their life? Well, Mark doesn't see the need to answer that question for us. Mark just seems to know that when you answer a call from God, you're jumping into the deep end of the unknown. But that's the nature of call, isn't it? A call feels like something life-changing is happening in your soul. Something is so powerfully drawing you that no matter how preposterous the situation, you just have to follow the call. I mean, look at Jonah. Now that was a preposterous call. God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh to be his messenger. Jonah goes, but he fought with God tooth and nail in the beginning, even going so far as to go the total opposite direction of the way that God told him to go. He even, in the end, has to be swallowed by a whale and burped up on a beach. But in the end, God's chosen messenger for the people of Nineveh was Jonah. And he went. And the people listened to God's message and to God's messenger. And they repented. They changed their ways and returned to God. And God changed God's mind about the calamity that was about to befall them. But none of it would have happened if Jonah hadn't accepted God's call for his life. Or look at Simon and Andrew, James and John. Whatever they felt from Jesus was so strong, they were willing to jump into the deep end of the unknown and put their total and absolute trust in God and follow Jesus. So what does it look like today to be called by God? I've been asked this question a million times over the last several years. And it's unique to every person is my only response. But over time, I've come to realize that there is one common thread to all calls from God. A call requires us to make ourselves available to God, vulnerable to God, and allow God to set us aside for God's purposes. I liken it to the analogy of dancing with God. You may have heard me say this before, but it bears repeating. I once heard a monk say, if you're going to dance with God, you better let God lead, because God is going to take you places you never before thought possible. When God calls us into God's purpose for our lives, God is leading us into the dance that will change our lives forever. It may be something life-transforming, like Jonah or the first disciples, or God's call for you, God's purpose for your life, may well be found in your own backyard. There may be no need at all to leave your home, your family, your friends, or your career. Jesus' call to follow him may simply mean learning to cast the same old nets in a brand new way, or for some new reason. Your heart may be touched when you see someone in need that you used to pass on the street without giving them a single thought. But for some reason on this day, you see them with new eyes. And instead of buying that new coat for yourself, you buy one for them. Maybe you look around at our country or our world and develop a passion for the social injustice that people experience everywhere, and you want to provide a voice to the voiceless. But do know this, a call is going to take you out of your comfort zone. And I guess that's the whole point of God's call for your life, to take you outside of yourself and maybe outside of your own comfort level so that you can experience the true gift of selfless giving to others. Like the disciples, we seldom know what we're getting into when we commit to follow Jesus. Answering the call is stepping out into that great faith of the unknown, and that can be frightening, and it's always challenging. But you shouldn't be afraid of it, because when you stop and think about it, we step out into the great unknown every Saturday night or Sunday morning when we leave this church. We don't know what we'll encounter this week. We don't know what God will call us to be or do this week. But we follow Jesus out into the world anyway, with a full commitment to our faith. The disciples didn't understand what they were getting into, what they'd be doing, or where they'd be going when they answered the call to follow Christ, but they simply knew something powerful had transformed their lives, and they had to. So on one level of this gospel passage, we know with clarity and certainty exactly what was to happen to these four fishermen when they answered their call to follow Christ. But, on the other hand, we can also relate to their story on another level, because it's also our story. And like the disciples, our call to follow Jesus will unfold in real time. Most likely, few of us will understand God's purpose for us when we begin our journey, our dance with God. But we do know who we are following. And if we will just trust in God's purpose for our lives, God will take us places we never before thought possible. Amen.